I'm Bob Ayer, and I'd like just to take a minute to review some of the history of the Third Lake Bridge and the I-90 controversy. It was 13 years ago that the Director of Highways authorized a reconnaissance study be made of proposed routes for the portion of I-90 connecting between the Factoria Interchange on the east with the Central Freeway in Seattle. This would become one part of the Interstate Defense Highway Network. This was authorized 1 year earlier by Congress. 7 years ago, this report was completed, and during 1963, the State Highway Department held the first public hearing on their route selections. These route hearings were held on Mercer Island, and very few Seattle people attended. There was, however, general public agreement that if another bridge was required, it should be of a companion design to the existing bridge, with similar tunnels under Mount Baker Ridge. The Highway Department was not required to illustrate what the bridge would look like, and they only discussed where the roads might be located. That constituted the route hearings, and the parallel bridge location was selected. It wasn't until late 1966, when plans and sketches were first shown to the public, that the magnitude of their proposals became apparent. The bridge had grown from 6 to 8 lanes with no provision for rapid transit. They did not intend to tunnel Mount Baker, but proposed instead a wide cut and cover operation. The interchange with the Thompson Expressway was incredible. That, of course, caused intensive efforts to be made to have the plan modified. Citizens groups and city officials held meetings where many constructive suggestions and alternatives were offered. The highwaymen attended these meetings, took the suggestions, and told us that we would hear from them in due course. Many of the questions have never been answered, but they were busy in other ways. The project originally went from the Factoria Interchange to the Interstate 5 here in Seattle. In an attempt to divide the opposition, the Highway Department split the project into two sections. Then they held the second and final design hearings for the Mercer Island side. There were, however, some problems with the hearings, and these will have to be reheld. They have also started construction on some portions outside of the city of Mercer Island, where a loophole in the law allows them to proceed without the safeguards of holding this second public hearing. We now hear of secret meetings, of memorandums of commitment, meetings in Tacoma, where our city council was given the ultimatum of accepting the bridge and all that goes with it. All that goes with it includes the third bridge, a 10-lane Interstate 90 complete with interchanges, a study for a fourth lake bridge, and ultimately the R.H. Thompson. In conclusion, the problem 13 years ago when the plan was begun was simply to start construction on the national system of interstate and defense highways. The problem which we face today is how to move masses of commuters. This has to be done in the least costly way. Not only the least costly in dollars, but particularly the least costly in terms of damage to Seattle's environment and to the Seattle citizenry. Thank you.